Allura rocks. The road gave Allura both a win and a loss over the weekend. First, the team fell short in overtime on Friday against the Petrolia Squires, losing 5-4. The team went on to win 7-4 over Tilsonburg on Saturday. The Rocks are now third out of 9 teams in the WOSHL standings with 8 wins and 3 losses. The team gets another chance against Petrolia at home on Friday and then will face the Stratford Fighting Irish on Saturday. Fergus Whalers. Fergus also had both a win and an overtime loss on the weekend. The team lost 5-4 in overtime against the Hanover Barons on Friday. On Sunday, the team won 5-2 on home ice against the Walkerton Capitals. The team is second out of 8 teams in the PJHL's North Pollock Division standings with 16 wins, 3 losses, 2 overtime losses and 1 shootout loss. The Whalers are in Mitchell Saturday to take on the Hawks and will host the Concardon Bulldogs on Sunday afternoon. Mount Forest Patriots. The Patriots won twice, first 5-1 against Mitchell on Friday and then got a 4-0 shutout win over the Goderich Flyers on Saturday. The team is third out of 8 teams in the PJHL's North Pollock Division standings with 15 wins, 3 losses and 2 overtime losses. Mount Forest will be on home ice for the next matchup against Hanover on Friday. Erin Outlaws. Erin won 6-3 over the Lucknow Lancers on the road Saturday but had its home game on Sunday cancelled due to ice conditions. That game against the Milverton four-wheel drives will be rescheduled. The Outlaws are 7th out of 11 teams in the OHL standings with 4 wins and 3 losses. The team will be up against the Ripley Wolves at home on Saturday and then is on the road to Seaforth to take on the Centenaires on Sunday. Minto 81s. Minto won 3-1 over Seaforth on Saturday on home ice to continue its undefeated streak so far this season. The team is 4th out of 11 teams in the OHL standings with 6 wins. The 81s hit the road this weekend for 2 away games, first against the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks on Friday and then in Seaforth on Saturday.